Zoomer Radio. Ooh, what a night. The Four Seasons and how sweet it is to be loved by you, Marvin Gabe. Got a lovey-dovey theme going on here. On the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Sam here. Janie Brown returns on Monday. It's springtime. And you know what? Maybe our thoughts do turn to love. The love of gardening, definitely. I am hearing from so many of you, so many listeners who just are jonesing to get into the garden, get their hands dirty. Everyone I talk to is saying the same thing, that they need to get out of their heads and they need to get outside. So happy to welcome back author, columnist, radio personality, and most importantly, gardening expert and our friend, she's host of The Garden Show, Charlie Dobbin. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, how are you doing, Sam?
Yeah, I'm good. Listen, how are you doing? It's been a while since we talked.
Well, it has. And I'm just, you know, pleased to say that the snow has truly melted now and spring is definitely in the air. The birds are clearly courting each other, so we have quite a lot of noise from the birds, though it's actually beautiful noise. So it's a great time of year. I love this time.
But you know what? It's still unpredictable, right? I think people are truly anxious to kind of get outside, mm-hmm. to start planting something. And these have been gray days too. I mean, we do get wonderful peaks of sunshine and we're getting those warm-ups, but it's still kind of sporadic. And we want to add color already into our lives by putting a flower or two into a pot. Is it too early or can we go for that?
Well, we can, but keep in mind two things. We still will have frost and you will be able to probably buy flowering plants like geraniums, for example, now, but they would die if they were outside on a frosty night. So if you're really keen to get some flowers and you want to just plant a few things and then let them stay outside, go with some pansies. They're frost hardy, very tolerant of the cold. And, you know, we add in some pussy willow sticks or, you know, some little baby bulbs, because of course right now available in the stores are little pots of bulbs that have been forced by the growers to grow, to flower in the pot. So incorporating, it's kind of a nice mix is what I like to do, particularly, you know, as Easter's coming.
Yeah.
And you know, we're opening up our homes again, you know, people are coming over for dinner and that sort of thing. It's always nice to have a welcoming planter by the front door.
Yeah, I actually got an email from a listener and she attached photos and they were of three pots that she had done. They mm-hmm. were pansies, but she told, and beautiful, like purple and yellow, but she was taking them in at night because she was afraid of the frost. Are you saying that she can leave them outside?
Yeah, she can leave them outside. But make sure the only thing that will kill pansies at this time of year on a cold night would be if they need water. So they need to be, you know, thoroughly watered, saturated, not obviously soaking and swimming. But you know, it, as long as they're well watered, I was amazed actually way back when I started in this business, you know, 40 years ago in a garden center, leaving out thousands of pansies on a night where there was a very severe frost coming. And all my bosses said, oh, don't worry about it, they'll be fine. And in the morning, they were flat on the ground, completely collapsed. And I was like, well, those can't be alive. But then as the sun came up and as the day warmed up, they all perked right back up again.
You know, that's the cool thing about a garden too, right? And flowers mm-hmm. and plants. It's like it's a head fake with them. I mean, you think that they're gone and you're walking them to the garbage and then all of a sudden it's like, wait, no, they're okay.
One of the things we love about gardening is that it's so dynamic, right?
Yes.
It's always changing.
Yeah, for sure. Why is it so cathartic, do you think?
Oh, wow. This feeds right into a documentary series that I'm working on.
Oh, really?
With MZ Media called Healing Gardens. So, yeah, gardens do so much for us. I mean, they think about the fact that obviously they feed us, they nurture us, they provide medicine for us, but then there's this huge psychological impact of you know, reducing anxiety and boosting our immune systems, and just unbelievable science is coming out of what happens when you spend time in a garden or just even walking in a park or a forest.
Or just breathing the air around fresh stuff, right? Like there's just mm-hmm. something that just clears your mind and kind mm-hmm. of puts everything in place.
Well, there are invisible chemicals, believe it or not, that are being exuded by the plants. Like it's mm-hmm. kind of amazing. And of course, the soil has all these microorganisms that are very, very positive for us as well. So that's what, when you mentioned, you know, everybody wants to get their hands in the dirt, for sure, it's that time of year where we're itching to get dirty. And I mean, I've spent some time this past week planting seeds. I'm just like a little seed mama right now, little tiny, tiny sprouts.
Well, that's so awesome. Is that what we can do right now? Because we do have to wrap up, but so no raking yet, none of that stuff, but seats?
I think it's a bit early for raking. Stay off the lawns if they're still too soggy. So, you know, just stay, you know, keep yourself on the pavement. Reach, get into the garden if you can, but not, don't stand in it yet. And of course, yeah, indoors we can be looking after our houseplants, fertilizing, get back into fertilizing once a month with houseplants. Start some seeds if you can, if you've got enough light and space for that. And yeah, cut down some perennials, again, if you can reach them from the walkways and patios, et cetera. And the beautiful planters, get on those.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so we got to have you back because it's really early days for gardening. Mm-hmm. So let's get you in next time. We're going to talk more about the documentary that you're working on and what's popular for this spring. Does that work for you?
For sure.
Excellent. Charlie Dobbin, gardening expert, author, columnist, documentary host as well. And of course, host of The Garden Show every Saturday morning at 9 right here on Zoomer Radio. Always love talking to you, Charlie.
Thanks, Sam. Have a good day.